Hi-ho, everybody! Peter Gers here with the second hour of the evening show here on 891 across South Australia and into the silver city of Broken Hill. There are comedians in the studio. We'll have to spray after they've gone. Don't look like they're looking at me. They're shooting terrible looks at me. Our sketch comedians. I'm fond of these guys in a strange kind of way. David M. Green and Michael Princey. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Peter.
Michael. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much.
Now, we have to say David M. Green because we can't say David Green because that's a www.davidgreen.
That's a filthy website. Don't want to go there.
Oh. Can't you clean it up?
Well, it's not my website.
Oh, you told me it was, Michael.
No, it's davidgreen.com is the bad one. David M. Green is the good one. He has full patronage over that one.
Now, what have you been doing?
Well, we brought you a present tonight.
What?
We have brought you a pavlova.
A pavlova?
Live
here. Isn't that beautiful?
In the studio, we have bought a pavlova.
Oh, didn't your girlfriend bring you a pavlova?
That's right, and you said, wouldn't it be nice if someone brought you a pavlova?
Oh, that's lovely.
We had to buy it in the end. I was going to make one, but it didn't quite work out. So
why? What happened?
It kept collapsing all the time. I don't know how they get them so high.
Wait till you get to my age.
we don't have any plates or anything, so you'll have to just dunk your head
marvelous.
In.
Yes. Well, don't throw it at me.
No, of course
it's the most beautiful pavlova with kiwi fruit and strawberries.
That's right.
And some other.
I think it's some
oranges.
Grapes.
Oh, that's lovely. And I feel guilty now because you're starving comedians and I'm so rich. Oh, that's lovely. Well, yes, we'll all have a bit in a minute because you're starving comedians. They're looking at it, you're salivating.
That's right, we are.
Yes. thinking, oh, he'll take it home and eat it all himself. Mind you, I could. What a big fat pig. Tell me a week in your life of sketch comedians. What do you? I know you're a lawyer.
That's right. I don't work as a lawyer, but I'm qualified as a lawyer.
Why don't you work as a lawyer?
I don't quite feel ready to at this point in my life. I'm exploring my creativity.
He's in it for the cufflinks.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, of course, yes. Oh, you've got to have cufflinks.
I don't have cufflinks on tonight, but yes, sometimes I wear cufflinks.
Lawyers, you go into a second-hand shop and you say, have you got any cufflinks? No, lawyers were in.
Cleaned them out.
Cleaned them. It is. It's big on that.
But yeah, I think David, I don't know, do you have a more interesting week than I do, David?
I donated blood for the first time
Did
ever.
Did you?
Yeah.
No wonder you're looking a bit pale.
Yeah, it was my own blood. That would explain it.
Killing him, David.
Can I offer you some blood?
How much did you give?
Oh, the standard amount, which I think is half a litre.
Did you feel weak?
No, surprisingly I felt absolutely fine. The whole thing was quite
well,
pleasant.
Well, it's a very good thing to do. Mm. Yes, it's a very good thing to do.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I know, and good on you. Do you give blood, Michael?
Actually, I was once the recipient of two blood transfusions, and I haven't given blood back yet, so I'm in deficit at the moment, so I need to go in at some time and put some back in.
I once had a job where it was essential that I indicate my blood type.
Like?
I don't know why. Yeah. And of course I didn't know what it was, and I just lied. You know, I just put B or something. Or what's your blood type, David M. Green?
O negative.
And yours?
I'm also O negative.
I think most... is that the most common blood type, I think?
I think so,
Michael
yeah.
Princey and David M. Green are here. So, this sketch we're about to hear, which I have previewed, and it's very funny, it's about musical piracy. How did you come up with this idea, David?
Well, because we're on radio, I have to say that we've never pirated music ever in our life.
No.
So we had to... hear stories from our friends who have done it.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Did you dob them in?
Oh, of course not. That's why I'm not saying their names right now.
Oh, no. What are their names?
Oh, can't reveal that information.
Well, then that costs the industry a fortune. It's like when you watch a DVD and it says, you know, you wouldn't steal this, you wouldn't steal
that's
that.
That's right, yeah.
No, well, you must
There are people who would, apparently.
Shocking.
Yeah. Appalling.
Shocking. Mm. But you get the idea, then you get your homies together, and what?
Well, we take turns writing them, basically.
And who then wrote this one?
I wrote this one, but then David and our other member also contributed towards the final product.
You had a fourth member. What's happened to him?
He is living in a tent in the middle of nowhere at the moment.
Where?
His parents are trying to buy some land. I don't know where it is. And apparently you have to camp out there.
Oh, yeah.
For like a couple of weeks beforehand.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah.
You're the lawyer. Explain that.
I'm a lawyer. I've never heard of that before in my life.
Oh, no, you do. And it's like a land grab.
Okay.
And then they release in the first in, first served. Well, that's sensible.
So that's where he is tonight. He's out in the wilderness somewhere in a tent.
Acquiring land.
Now, there's a Princey who works here, Michael.
That would be my uncle.
Oh.
Tony Princey, yes.
And what does he do here at the Dream Factory?
I'm not into something to do with information technology or something like that. I'm not entirely sure.
Oh.
But I know that he works here.
Right. Oh, there you are. Good, yes. His name came up, and I thought, oh, yes.
Sorted that out.
To be related. Such a noble name, Princey. I wish my name was Princey.
I can make you an honorary one if you
want. An honorary Princey. An Italian name.
That's right, of course, yes.
You must be third generation?
Yes, I am third generation Australian. One of my grandparents was actually born in Australia. So it goes back. And it's interesting, it's never been shortened or anything. It's always just been Princey. There are some other versions where they would shorten it down from a longer name. But as far back as we can see, it's been
like
Princey.
Princey Stein.
Well, possible. Princey Pellissimo. I don't know, some long, awful thing like that they would shorten it down.
You're good guys, and you're doing a wonderful job for us. And I thank you very much for your efforts. You are collectively Roy Lama. Let's hear this, which is called...
This is Roy Lama's salute to music piracy.
Hello, I'm Roy Lama. Music, the art of combining vocal or instrumental sounds to produce an expression of emotion, or a fibrous tissue with the ability to contract, producing movement in the body. I have no idea. I've smudged that section of my dictionary. But in any event, neither definition helps to explain the recent craze of music piracy. Think about it. How can you pirate an emotion, let alone some freaking fibrous tissue? Correspondent Roy Lama is in the field tonight, examining the long-term effect of music piracy upon its participants. Over to you, Roy.
Thank you, Roy. Yes, hello, I'm Roy Lama, and I'm here at a regular suburban house examining the long-term effect of music piracy upon its participants.
Yes, that's what I just said.
Be quiet, you're supposed to be in the studio.
Sorry.
Ah,
sorry.
Here's somebody now. Excuse me, young man. Are you a music pirate?
What? Nah, I'm just web surfing, man.
I see. And are you stealing music?
Nah, I'm just looking at the naked people.
Looking at the naked people?
Yeah, so? Nobody's getting hurt.
Ow!
Except for that guy.
That's quite enough. Now, could you please direct me to the music pirate?
Oh, that guy. That's Jim. He's in the other room.
Hello, I'm looking for Jim the Music Pirate.
Arr, that's me. And the name's just Jim. I don't allow me hobby to dictate me identity.
I see. So you think music piracy has had no effect upon you?
None whatsoever, me lad.
Well, can I come in?
Ah, yes. I'm just burning me some CDs. Follow me.
Jim, exactly what is that noise?
Ah, Roy, it just be me prosthetic leg.
Prosthetic leg? How did you lose the real one?
Well, I was trading some Delta Goodrum albums around the Cape, and it was bitten clean off by a crocodile.
And you still claim that your hobby of pirating music isn't having an adverse effect or dictating your identity?
Of course not. I am a veritable Renaissance man.
Well, what sort of other interests do you have?
Ah, I have a pet.
Oh, really? Like a cat or a dog or something like that?
Actually, she be a bird. Wait a second and I'll get her. Here, Polly! Ah, that's a good parrot.
Ha! Ah, that thing almost scraped me face up. I mean, my face off.
I'm sorry. Only CDs, no DVDs. And she's perfectly harmless. Sing us a song, Polly!
Go! when something comes along, you must whip it good.
Why is it singing Devo?
Ah, well, you see, back in the days before CD burners and MP3 players, the only way to record the music was to get your parrot to memorize it.
If you just tuned in, I'm here with Jim the Music Pirate, who claims that his hobby hasn't affected his identity.
Not at all, Roy.
By the way, Jim, I didn't catch your surname.
Well, I didn't tell you. I thought you'd read too much into it.
Well, what is it?
If you must know, the full name's Jim Pegleg Blackbeard Long John De Silva.
De Silva?
Aye, my family was originally from Sri Lanka.
I see. Well, there you have it, Roy. It appears that, contrary to what some people may think, music piracy has no effect upon the people who engage in it. Back to you.
Excuse me, before you go, could you give me a hand?
With what?
No, just an actual hand. I got me hook caught in the birdcage.
Hook? You mean you've got a prosthetic hand too? How'd that happen? An accident while unfurling the topsail?
No. Back in me early days, I was confused when someone told me about CD burning, and I was trying to get some Chumbawamba out of the furnace. Anyway, can you please help me?
Oh, for crying out loud, it's stuck in the middle.
Doc, cause I'm stuck in the middle with you. Doc!
Ah, great. Now you got the parrot singing again. She'll be going all night.
Doc, back to you Doc. In the studio, Roy.
Thank you, Roy. Well, there you have it. Music piracy is, in fact, as wholesome an activity as putting a hole in some thing. And now back to Peter Gus in the ABC studio.
I love Peter Gus. Thank you very much, Roy Lama. And they are David M. Green and Michael Princey and his homies. And Michael, you made your debut as a stand-up.
That's right. Last night I did my first ever stand-up routine at the Rhino Room, if I can say that, last night in Adelaide. And I think it went okay. David and Nick were there. My friends were watching me.
Good
and
luck to you.
Seems
to
went Good. Well,
Keep
so.
Going.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, and we'll hear from you in a fortnight. All the best to you. Thank you very much, David and Michael. There we are. It's 8:19 on 891.